As always, Discorder features reviews of the hottest shows and albums, plus the Datebook calendar and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere in Vancouver that's remotely cool.
Hey, did I hear them say Hawaiian Bibles? Yeah, they're coming up.
And welcome back to News 101 in our summer season. I'm Katie Conley coming to you live from the Student Union Building at UBC. Thanks for being with us tonight. Right now, it's 5:30, and we're going to wrap things up with a quick weather report from our producer, Carrie Baptist.
Whoa, 5:30. Whoa, something's wrong here. It's 6 o'clock. I don't know. Well, we'll just go with what we got here, right? 6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Shaving Time. And welcome, welcome one and all to the Tanner Manor on CITR FM 101.9. Yes, we're alive and screaming till 7:30. I'm your host, Jolly John. Till then.
We have a secret word. brought us together. Common scars brought us together. A common scars brought us together. Beneath an idiot's moon, it comes too soon. Just plant tulip and watch her bloom. Introducing angel. Introducing
Dan Bejar, oh, sing along with Dan, Destroyer. I like to be with Bejar at the beach. Ah, beach time. Well, summer is coming, isn't it? All right, Destroyer. You know, every song in that CD, I've got to buy it. I've got to get it for myself just to play it at home. You know, there's one thing listening to a song on the radio, but, you know, when you hear it at home and you play it a few times and it kind of grows on you, and then you wake up in the night and got to pee, and then you can't get that darn song out of your head. Just like that, you know. Anyway, introducing Angels. And thank you, Dan Bejar and Destroyer from Trouble in Dreams. They got some trouble down here at the beach, haven't we? Boy, what's going on at the beach today? I don't know. There were some really wild tides recently. That was M83 kicking things off there, by the way. Good British sound, as far as I can tell. Anyway, Googling it, that's all I could tell. But M83 sang Kim and Jesse, and M83 is also known as the Spiral Galaxy, the Southern Pinwheel. That's probably where they got their name, their idea from. It's actually one of the closest and brightest spiral galaxies, M83, of the sky. It's only visible in the southern hemisphere in Hydra, though, discovered about 250 years ago. It wasn't a gas cloud, but a barred spiral galaxy like our own Milky Way. And it lies about 15 million light years away. That's close, folks, considering the distances in space. And Kate Bush here, Son of Night Dreams.
Close. CDs are back. But I'm well aware of that. Took me 96 years to cultivate the knack. You could say I'm fashionably late, indisputably bent out of shape.
The beach, we're just waiting for summer to come. There's Rodney Graham Brand Band, the brand of the band. Yes, Rodney Graham, world traveler, artist, and of course a sculptor and musician. The Rodney Graham Band performing from a CD out a few years ago called Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story. You'll only get a hard luck story in return. And some local musicians backing him up. David Carswell, of course, in there, John Collins, and some good sounds from that CD, the last release by Rodney Graham and his band. Just before that, Kate Bush performed Nocturne from a CD from a few years back entitled Ariel. Did you catch the line? They stood in the Atlantic and became panoramic. Meanwhile, we stand in the Pacific. To be specific, background vocals in that Kate Bush song, we had Lowell Creme, 10cc, and Gary Brooker of Procol Harum, also on Hammond organ. Oh boy, beautiful day out there, and summer is coming. Oh boy, is it ever. How many days? 4 more days? Good grief. 4 days till summer arrives. That's right, the summer solstice arrives here in Vancouver on this Friday. Friday at 5 p.m. to be exact will be officially summer. So I guess this Saturday is the first full day of summer. What a bummer. Okay, Jolly John, your host till 7:30. This is Son of Night Dreams on CITR. I can't get my Burley to come up here to play my my PSA. We'll have to do an ad lib, I guess, somewhere along the way here. All right, that's all right. Well, the Folk Festival is getting close, isn't it? Yes. Vancouver's 31st annual Folk Festival, Jericho Beach Park, July 18th to 20th. Here's one of the bands playing there, Double Standards out of Austria.
The senses of this woman are sending an SOS to the land across the river, searching for
Valley, they call this bear. searching for tenderness. The senses of this woman sending an acid out to the land across the river, searching for tenderness. Searching for tenderness.
Take a deep breath after all that one. The Dandy Warhols here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver. The Dandy Warhols and Bohemian Like You. Don't forget to catch the Dandy Warhols this Wednesday. They are playing at the Vogue Theater, and I recall hearing them opening for someone years ago at Thunderbird Stadium. I had never heard them before, and they just grabbed me. Got to get up and fly down to the stage. Anyway, you can catch them down there. Vogue is a great place for live music. Dandy Warhol's there. Just before them, it was Double Standard. Now, Double Standard, interesting band, you know. They've lived in Austria for some time. That's where they're from, actually. And living in Austria means to face a strong right-wing attitude in the society, strong lobbyism in politics and mainstream media. And as an unwritten law, only a few persist and continue to establish themselves as unbreakable, while ignorance, fake-ass behavior, and double-standard politics are epidemically poisoning our beloved planet. So hence the name Double Standard for that band. And they will be performing at this year's Folk Festival, if you can believe it, the Jericho Beach Park on the 18th to 20th. You can go to http://thefestival.bc.ca with more information about this year's Folk Festival. It's an amazing lineup, folks. Just an incredible lineup of people. Speaking of people coming to town, Low Down and Dirty presents two nights at the Biltmore Hotel this Thursday and Friday. Now, playing on Thursday, June 19th this week, is the Bug House 5, Hawaiian Bibles, Bottleneck, and Hotel Lobbyists. And on Friday, June 20th, is Ford Pier, Dirty and the Derelicts, the Trapdoors, and the... I can't read my writing. The Invaders. Okay, got it here. Okay, details at www.lowdowndirty.biz. So to celebrate this Biltmore Hotel show on Thursday night especially, let's play a couple of the bands playing there. The Bug House 5, followed by the Hawaiian Bible.
Well, I'll miss you when you're gone. I'll miss a big clown. Sleepy blue one, sleepy little blue one. But I sure will miss you when you're gone. Miss Opicon. It could be mine, don't matter, cause it feels so good. Feels so good.
Blue on, your feet first forward and on you go. Past the stop sign there on the block, you keep running on down the street, feeling strong till you peek in the alley, looking for Sally. From the shades, she comes in, and it all starts again. And it all starts again.
Hey, thank you, Devin and Jordan. There they are, Hawaiian Bibles. Yeah, that's some good songs, actually. I was going to play a different track, but I changed the last minute there. But we're going to play There's Good People in the City another time. But if you want to catch them live, Hawaiian Bibles, good local band. And, of course, the Bug House Five. Oh, man, the Bug House Five, they've been around for a while. So if you're down there, say hi to Butch Murphy for me and Taylor Little and catch them this Thursday at the Biltmore Hotel, part of a low-down, dirty presentation. Bug House Five, Hawaiian Bibles, Bottleneck, and Hotel Lobbyists. Okay, if you didn't hear it a couple of weeks ago, we lost a legend. His name was Bo Diddley. Back on Monday, June the 2nd, actually, I think was the date. He died in his home down in Archer, Florida at age 79. Heart failure. Bo Diddley. Now, Bo electrified his guitar back in the mid-50s using old radio parts and other gadgets, which created the famous vibrating tone. It was kind of souped up and expanded the range of the guitar, and he influenced a generation of musicians like Jeff Beck, who did his song I'm a Man, Keith Richard, of course, and Jimi Hendrix, to name a few. So let's go back to 1958. The month was December, and this was an album track by Bo Diddley. Get it, it's wild. Boy,
coffee in a paper cup. Hold on to what you got, but don't let go.
Don't let it go.
Hold on to what you got, but don't let go.
He was born Otha Ellis Bates in Macomb, Mississippi in 1928. And after his father passed away, he was pretty young. He was adopted by the McDaniel family, and he became Ellis McDaniel. You know him as Bo Diddley. And Don't Let Go. Yeah, that takes us back. Hold on to what you got, 1958. We're going to miss you, Bo Diddley. I remember seeing Bo out at the, where was it, the Gardens? I think it was, no, it was the Agrodome. Was that the Agrodome? Or maybe it was the Coliseum. Well, it was somewhere out at the P&E anyway, and I think Chuck Berry was there. But Chuck didn't show up, and there was a riot. But Bo was great. Okay, folks, let's move along here. Right now, we've got a man with a lifelong interest in UFOs and considered to be one of the world's best experts on aerial phenomena. Would you please welcome Michael Stranick?
Good evening, John.
Good evening, Michael. And, Romanian UFOs crashing into, UFOs crashing into a Romanian aircraft. That's
exactly
a bizarre story.
Well, we got a lot going on, but... I think it's because of summer. You know, not a lot of good reports, but we're getting a lot from B.C. and Ontario. Lots of triangles, boomerang shapes, and even square ones. But as you mentioned, the big one is the Romanian MiG jet. Now, this happened way back in June, but communications are not the best, and some of the translations aren't that great either. But evidently this jet was on a training flight, and it was hit by four UFOs, and that's the government's own terminology. And there was some damage to the jet, and the onboard cameras took some video of two solid objects that were approaching the airplane. And they added to that later that the object, or one of them at least, was rotating on its own axis, which is a very common term that we hear in regards to UFOs. So I think that's the most important thing that's come in a long time. But we're also getting some reports of what appear to be landed objects, but they're all in areas that you can't reach easily. And the activity is still going on like crazy in England and Australia, with more and more close encounters piling up as we speak.
Whew. All right. So is that it?
That really is. Like I said, lots from B.C., but it's mostly lights in the sky and objects at a distance and that sort of thing. But I think it's just because, you know, people are getting out more and looking in the skies more.
People are looking up, for sure, yes. There was, I know on the weekend, there was, I think it was Saturday night, there was an incredible bolide in the sky just before midnight, about 11:45, very bright meteor, dropping pieces and stuff. A number of people have cited that. No word on that article. It was in the newspaper. The what was the newspaper that I mentioned last time? Can't think of it now. My mind's blanked out. It's a local paper, but I've got to get over to their office and find out. It was about a Fraser Valley sighting. Thank you, Michael Stranick.
My pleasure.
Our
always,
UFO
sir.
Expert here at CITR, filling us in and not trying to scare people, just letting you know there's a lot going on out there in the sky. So keep your eyes peeled for UFOs. Here's one right now. B-52 type UFO. Son of Night Dreams returns.
your pleasure free, lady, don't you be a fool. Let your pleasure go, go, go.
This is Son of Night Dreams, and your host, Jolly John Tanner here, the program The Tanner Manor till 7:30 tonight, and that was a band coming to town next week, actually. They're called Constantines, and they're actually out of Guelph, Ontario, and now living in Toronto. Catch the Constantines with Lady Hawk at Richards on Richards next Thursday, the 26th. Just before that, B-52s, who are coming to town, too. Cyndi Lauper, Joan Armatrading, a whole bunch of great acts out to Deer Lake Park next month. Check that out for the, what are they calling that concert thing? I forget now. There's too many concerts to keep track of these days. Anyway, Juliet of the Spirits, B-52s performing from Funplex. Oh, yeah, well, here we are cruising along. What's happening tonight? Well, we've got Gary Kay. Yes, it is. It's Radio Free GAC tonight at 7:30, okay? And the jazz show at 9 o'clock till midnight. So lots of stuff coming your way here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building, where we've only got a few more days till summer. I can feel it coming.
Should we say Trench Town Rock?
Yeah, let's rock with Bob Marley.
You don't watch that. If you make...
You know, babe.
One good thing.
Down by the beautiful sea, the beautiful Pacific Ocean. Right, there we are. It's another Son of Night Dream Surf Salute here at CITR with the Merman from Southern California, from out of San Francisco, unto the Resplendent from early 1990s, that song. Yes, there are surf bands in California even now as we speak. Thank you, Merman, and Bob Marley and the Wailers, too, for Trenchtown Rock. Wow. Trenchtown Rock, now that's from a live CD of Bob Marley stuff and Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that particular track, Trenchtown Rock, does take us back for sure. Let's see, that particular one was recorded in 1973 in San Francisco, down at the Record Plant, December, for KSAN Radio. Featuring, of course, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Family Man Barrett, and the crew. Okay, you're rolling here in Tanner Manor till 7:30, and then it's Radio Free GAC. Don't forget, if you're out there tonight looking up at the sky, you'll see Mars and Saturn in the eastern sky. And keep an eye on that full moon, because the moon will be full. Let's see, when is the full moon? Wednesday night. All right. So Tuesday afternoon, about 1:30 in the afternoon, it's actually full. So keep your eye on the sky. And Jupiter, the bright star just above the moon this Friday, first day of summer, first evening of summer. Yes, bright star rising about 11 o'clock, low in the southeast. The planet Jupiter, just above the moon. It's Friday night. And don't forget the 31st Annual Folk Festival is coming, Jericho Beach Park, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. And here's one of the artists performing at the Folk Festival this year, Carolyn Mark.
You couldn't have taken out a bigger ad if you tried. This just in, pictures of five. Well, she was long, tall, and blonde, and drinking white wine, parked in the spot that used to be mine. But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed. I thought, lace panties when I looked up her dress. I switched stations to another conversation, cause I wasn't in one I ever wanted to be. And I heard someone else saying how someone else was paying, though I know now nothing is free. Yeah, nothing is free. Through the yard, sugar nymph in tow, devoured everything in sight, said you had to go. Trample in the plants with your vampire dance. Why do you gotta get close to what'll kill you the most? But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed, despite everything. When we meet next, I switched stations to another conversation, cause I heard my name, the one I wasn't in. And I heard someone else saying how I would soon be paying, which is how I know now nothing is free. Well, you never really knew me, which is what I like best. We just took the parts you liked, colored in the rest. Whoa, not so close. Oh, don't you know how once you've seen backstage, you can't enjoy the show. But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed. Didn't even see the knife when it plunged in my chest. I switched stations to another conversations. I was in the very one I never wanted to be. And I found myself praying that you would end a pain, so you could see how nothing is free.
There she is, Carolyn Mark, a good old Mintz recording artist, and something called Pictures at Five. Don't forget to catch her and many other great artists at this year's Folk Festival at Jericho Beach, down there July 18th to 20th. Now for something completely different. Let's take us back in time for this one to the year 2000 at a band called Garnet Sweatshirt. You know who those guys are? Well, there's Randy Bachman on guitar. You listen, see if you can figure it out here. Yeah, that's called Sell Your Hole, and that's performed by Garnet Sweatshirt, going back to about the year 2000. And I remember when that came out here, I think it was doing All Canadian Lunch anyway. Chris Houston, ran into him back in the Coast 1040 days when he was around town. I think Chris is back in Ontario now. And he got together with Randy Bachman and a lot of interesting local artists. Adam Drake on drums in that one, Randy Lee guitar, and Chris Octavier tremolo guitar and vocals. But there's some other really interesting people on that CD, and you should definitely check it out. Brian Goebbels of the Subhumans does some of the lead vocals and songs in there, and some other really interesting local musicians. So check it out if you haven't got it in your collection, Garnet Sweatshirt. With a cast of thousands. Basil Donovan's in there, yeah, and John Card and Mary Margaret O'Hara and Robbie King when he was still with us. God, that was Robbie was still here in 2000. God, I can't believe it. Okay. You can't stop Serenity. Serenity is back for 2008, a charity screening to benefit Equality Now and BC Women's Hospital and Health Center. It's an all-day affair from 11 until 6 p.m. on June 22nd. That's coming up this weekend, June 22nd, the Norm Theater here at the Student Union Building at UBC. For ticket and scheduling information for Can't Stop the Serenity, serenityscreeningvan.blogspot.com. Events include costume contests, sing-along, filking, door prizes, a silent auction, and, of course, the movie Serenity. See it on the big screen here at UBC, in the Norm Theater, here in the Student Union Building, all day, June 22nd, from 11 till 6. Can't Stop the Serenity. Fireflies are flying. So somebody said, Long John Tanner, that's what they called me back in Coast 1040. What were you doing back in the 1960s? Were you really working in Vancouver radio? Well, I think I've got an old tape just to prove it here. Let's go back in time.
That's the C5. You never heard it so good, baby. Music of the Jolly John Show. See fun sign of time is 7:24. There's a second of two in a row. C-Fun beat the bounce time. 7:35. Stop, stop, stop. Here are the Hollies of C-Fun. Stop, a C-Fun pick goes to the Hollies. C-Fun beats the bomb time. It's 7:37. Stand by to beat the bomb this hour.
Dino and April all strung out on you, baby. That's big number 46 on the Fun 50.
Rock me till you melt away the ice. Do the cool shake, and do the cool shake. When I holler bop bop, baby, don't stop. You know I mean the cool shake. I mean the cool shade.
Bop, bop, baby, don't stop. When we get together, then we will do the cool shake and do the cool shake. When I holler bop bop, baby, don't stop. You know I mean the cool shake.
All right, can't stop. Taking you back to 1957, the month of July. There were the, this band called the Dell Vikings, they were from Pittsburgh Air Force Base Band. And they were one of the earlier interracial groups. They had one white guy and four black guys in the band. Although I guess the white guy did come and go over the years, but Come Go With Me was actually one of their big hits in 57. And they had legal problems, but that was a hit for them back in 57. And I guess it's time for us to get the heck out of here and say happy trails. Till 2 weeks' time, I'll be back June the 30th for our last show, this month, that is. So let's finish off with Girl Nobody and stand by for Radio Free GAC. It's up next. Happy trails from the Tanner Manor.
Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig, 2008. CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08